What's up, everyone? Anna, Ben, Brett. I got the BB with me, the BB gun.
That's us.
Yeah.
The BB gun. Expect our second album out by the summer.
How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm all right. I've got a tickle in the back of my throat.
Well, hopefully you don't get laryngitis like I did.
Really? I don't know.
You know, but you're coming out of it now, sort of.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like my voice is gone. Like this is it. This is how my voice will be for the rest of my life.
I don't know whether I'm able to say this in the new world that we're in, but that's very sexy.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm like,
that's so funny.
Yeah. And whether it's true, whether it's accurate or not, that's the thing to say. Is like when someone's throat is messed up, you say, well, you know, you sound sexy.
But it's true because I you know, Suzanne Pleshette. You know Suzanne Pleshette.
I do know Suzanne Pleshette.
She was on the, but she's older than you people. She was on the. She was Bob Newhart's wife on the original The Newhart Show,
and that's what it is.
And she was in The Birds with Tippi Hedren, but her voice, she'd had a dark, smoky voice. She always felt like she'd smoked 17 cigarettes right before they shot the scene.
Guys, too. And
yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I always responded to Suzanne Pleshette, and I hear it now, and so I like it.
I'm gonna start a singing career. I try to say goodbye. Anyway, but all right,
that needs to be clipped out.
We have a show. We're about to do a show.
Okay, if you
guys
insist.
Have already experienced show. But it's Friday, so I feel like my rundown's random. So sit back, relax, get ready to have some fun.
I will be honest, I saw this thing, I saw this picture that is on the, let's take this shite shot of me, this will help people out. But I just caught a quick glimpse of that picture. I looked over at Brett's stack and I just thought, oh, cool, we're starting with a story about Mick Jagger. No, I'm not trying to knock her. I just saw the hair and I was like, oh, that's Mick Jagger.
Yeah, she does have like the, you know, feathered hair. Okay, well, let's get to that story because it's actually an update to something that we did earlier this week, yesterday to be exact. A woman who was the target of a local sheriff in Texas over her use of a bumper sticker that he did not like has now been arrested. This is an update to a story that we did earlier, and it's regarding a woman who had a bumper sticker on her car that had a bunch of expletives directed toward people who voted for Trump. Now, the sheriff who saw this bumper sticker or saw a picture of the truck with the bumper sticker had wanted to target her for prosecution. And then he realized, oh, maybe there's some freedom of speech issues there and maybe I should take my post down. Well, here's the update to the story. Karen Fonesca, who is the woman with the truck and the bumper sticker, was arrested Thursday afternoon for possession and use of a fake identification. Jail records show. A spokeswoman for the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office told BuzzFeed News that it received a tip Wednesday that there was an outstanding felony warrant for the driver. And so my guess is she probably became, or her identity became public as a result of this big story that went viral. And then maybe someone looked into her past, her record, I don't know, but someone tipped the authorities off to her. And for those of you who might not have seen the bumper sticker in question, here's what I was talking about. It said, F Trump and F you for voting for him. And then the sheriff, Troy Nels from Texas said, I've received numerous calls regarding the offensive display on this truck as it is often seen along FM 359. If you know who owns this truck or it is yours, I would like to discuss it with you. Our prosecutor has informed us she would accept disorderly conduct charges regarding it. Now, there have been a number of cases that were ruled by judges, federal judges, indicating that you can't go after people for things like this, for a bumper sticker that might be deemed offensive. So he later took down that post, but she ended up getting arrested anyway for unrelated charges.
Yeah, I hope she can prove it. I mean, the fact is, you know, I'm sure they didn't make up the charge. It probably existed, but they were thrilled to find it when they searched her because they target her for prosecution, right? They were like, let's dig up something, let's find something, and they found something. I hope she wins everything. I hope she wins everything. I hope she wins harassment. I hope she makes these guys pay. You know, fortunately, the ACLU has told her to get in touch.
Yes.
Because it's not. I mean, it's been very clear. You're allowed to use four-letter words. That is protected speech. You can use it in a bumper sticker. You can use it to fly a flag from your house. I would have gone a different route with my Trump protest, just because, you know, again, I do think, yeah, you're on the street and kids, and they're gonna be like, hey, what's that? I wouldn't have gone with that. Mm-hmm. I would have objected on those grounds a little bit to somebody who had an F Obama and F you for voting for him, which I'm sure probably existed in Texas.
Yeah.
But they're not the same. There are reasons to hate Trump, and there weren't reasons to hate the other guy.
Yeah. I have
a shirt that says, I got bourbon faced on shit street that I bought in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm, clever.
And I bought it, and I was like, this is the most clever thing I've ever seen. I need this now. Mm-hmm. Also, I think I had been drinking. So sure. I bought it, and I occasionally would put it on, but I wouldn't go outside.
Yeah,
I would go like, "Oh God, this isn't gonna work." Go back inside. And I went, or if I like forget that I have it on because I sleep in it, and I walk down the street and I realize I'm wearing it, I would do like the whole hand across, like I'm like walking down the street like this because this is where the
cuss people would say, you'd be like, "It says Canal Street. It says Canal Street."
Yeah. But I wouldn't. I would hope I wouldn't be arrested.
But whatever, it's beyond that. It doesn't matter, whatever. She's allowed to do it and it's fine.
She is. So she's protected by law for the bumper sticker. The other charges, I don't know anything about that. So I don't know if she's actually guilty of anything. I just know that she has been arrested because there was an outstanding felony
and
warrant.
Troy Nels, let me just say this. I'm sorry, Anna, it was on my mind. Because you know, when I mention this example all the time, but I think it's Bowers versus Hardwick, which was the
sodomy case.
And that's the one that got us out of it or got
that
us
is in, the case I think that's the originally right. original case that got us into
so,
it
so that was because a cop went into an apartment because a neighbor complained because the neighbor knew that two gay men were having sex there and obviously a totally consensual relationship between grown-ups and they went this is not a good look when the shirt does that it's not good I don't care for it and we'll be editing that part out I was like, what has happened to my shirt? Oh, that's me. Oh, my God.
So back to civil rights.
Back to civil rights. So in Bowers versus Hardwick, the cop in Georgia goes into the apartment, right? Didn't have to. Could have rejected the call. A lot of steps along the way. Or if he felt compelled to because the person could you knock and you go, hey, you got a neighbor who complains. So I don't know, maybe keep it down so they don't complain. But I didn't sign up to be a police officer to come in here and arrest, I'm making the ages up, and arrest a 34-year-old man for having consensual sex with a 31-year-old man. That's not why I got into this business. And Troy Nels, you got into this business because somebody saw this truck and because you like Trump or you are offended by people who find this incredibly offensive person offensive, that you decide that you're going to take time off the public dollar that you're getting paid for to protect us and keep bad guys off the street, that you think, I'm going to spend my time doing this. Mm-hmm. Here's what you say to the person who calls. Hey, man, it's America. Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Be rude, like so often you probably are, and hang up and go to your job. Do your job. This is not your job.
Just thank you for your concern.
Thank you for your concern.
I understand that this could be unnerving to you.
Sure.
Just the expletive used, steer it away from the name. But it has been upheld in the court of law.
Okay, nothing we can do about
it. Something great about this story is it gave me a chance to go look up other anti-Trump things
bumper
you can
stickers,
buy.
Right, yeah.
Oh, there's stuff that you looked up.
I went on Etsy. It's just amazing stuff. Like there's a Redbubble t-shirt situation you can get into. My favorite is it looks like it says it's Miller time, but it says it's Mueller time.
I've seen that one.
That's awesome.
I think I saw it on Twitter.
There's one that says it's written down in a very like Disney style t-shirt design that says super callous, fragile, racist, sexist Nazi POTUS.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
So good. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take up as much time. There's a pin you can get that's an Oompa Loompa of the president. It's just his face on the Oompa Loompa. And then there's like this whole toilet subgenre of things you can buy.
The toilet subgenre.
I have the toilet paper, which my mother-in-law gave me as a gift. But there's also like the poo emoji sticker you can put on it's Trump's face and the poo emoji. And then also like a decal you can put. Guys' urinals have like sometimes like a little bee that you pee on. Just so it doesn't, that's like the non-splash. Yeah. Yeah. You can put a whole Trump decal inside your toilet and pee on
That's
it every
right.
time if you want to express yourself.
I may take a controversial stand here. I reject all of those. I really, those make my skin crawl and I hate them. I get it. You can sell them, but don't do it. Don't do it. Don't buy any of that stuff. Don't support that. It's gross.
I think for me, the big thing is whether you want to buy it or not, do you boo? Like, I don't care, right? But I just don't like owning or displaying anything like that because I just don't want people to talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like you're inviting people to talk to you or interact with you. And look, for the vast majority of people are fine, but I still don't want to talk to you. Like, I don't.
This sounds like a non-political statement.
No,
general statement of interaction.
It's actually strictly political. Because if someone approaches me and wants to talk about something else, then I'm all for it. Like, I'm not going to shut down immediately. If you want to come up to me and talk to me about Trump and politics, I don't want to talk to you at all. I don't want to talk to strangers about, and I don't want to invite it. You know what I'm saying? Because people are insane right now.
Yeah.
And people are unhinged and like mentally unstable and do all sorts of crazy things. You see all sorts of crazy videos out there of people confronting each other violently. I'm not inviting that. And I think, look, I support this woman. I support anyone who wants to display any type of political speech. That is your right. But it is risky too. So there's like a little element of courageousness in what she's doing, because she's in freaking Texas, where you know the majority of people in her district voted for Trump, and so she's like, I don't care, I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna display it loud and proud.
Yeah, you know, that's good. I agree with you, everything you said, and I really want to just reemphasize though, Troy Nels, go do your job, man.
Yeah.
You're a sheriff's deputy, do your job. This is not your job.
Yeah. All right. By the way, one real quick story that I experienced with John. Right after Trump got elected, John was wearing the bitchy rich shirt with Trump on it. And we were getting lunch at a local grocery store together. And this woman like walked right up to him and she's like, what does that mean? And I was like, it means he's bitchy rich. That Trump is bitchy rich. Our president, he's bitchy rich. That's what it means.
And what did she say back?
Well, I was kind of like combative immediately.
Really?
Were you in a bad mood because of the election?
Can't tell. Yeah, didn't seem like
and then
she was,
just, huh? She walked away. Yeah. She walked away, but like,
well,
yeah.
We had an,
I don't have interactions like that.
We had a party I didn't invite you to, and it was the Trump oh my, year anniversary.
You
oh my God.
You didn't invite me to it, though.
John did, I didn't. It was the oh my God, he's still in power hour,
yeah.
And we had, we edited a video of like Trump inspired music, and after every minute you take a shot of beer and it plays like a little clip of him saying like, some I assume are nice people. And then there's that, but I had to go run out and get the tiny finger sandwiches. So for everyone to eat.
I don't think you need the word tiny.
Yeah, but like well they're tiny hand, tiny finger sandwiches. It was a joke.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I had my shirt on already, and for it we had shirts that said, are we great yet?
That's so good.
So I was out in, and you can buy them online. It wasn't our idea, but I was out at the supermarket and multiple people asked me like, where did you get that shirt?
I wore the, I mentioned I wore the Covfefe shirt that we have. It's the only sort of TYT product that, well, I'll wear a hat or something, but I won't wear any, I won't watch, wear Jurassic prick, right? But Covfefe's funny, and I mean, at the airport, it's crazy. I mean, 15 people must have stopped me and asked me about it, right? I mean,
really?
Yeah, it was mostly.
More than half of voters by statistically would have agreed with you.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, so, yeah, I know, but it does, you're right.
Even if they agree with you, but that's what I'm saying, like, I just don't. I don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah, I mean, unprovoked. Like, you might want to talk about politics. You might sit down at a Leo and meet an interesting person and talk about politics, but it's not going to be someone raised. What you're looking to avoid is encountering someone raised to ire over your choice.
I don't like statement tees in general, because I feel like people are walking around with them like, let's talk about my shirt now.
Right, so I mean,
I'll forget that I have that shirt on.
I'm not a huge bumper sticker fan for that reason, unless it's clever.
Right.
You know, Adam Carolla has a very funny bumper sticker, right? Like, you know, just like, you're out on the street, you're sharing it with other people. Like, why are you making it?
What does his say?
You know, he's like, don't do it. Like, don't have a bumper. Don't let go. You know,
oh, he's a
hate Trump! Like, hey, man, I'm just driving down the street. I like Trump. Why now I hate you? Or so, like, this isn't really the best way. So, I mean, but I would part company, but it's funny when it his thing, and it's thoughtful. But you know, I like a retro, like a Kennedy 68 bumper sticker. Like that's
right.
That's cool. It doesn't seem like that's going to really bother anybody.
Or like a have a good day.
Yeah, that's clever. That's
something really clever. Just something
right, yeah.
Something boring.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to someone who
Jagger wasn't in that story at all.
No, she just had similar hair.
And it was out the corner of your eye.
All right. Another update on the story we did earlier this week. Fox has permanently banned Gene Simmons. And that was after he was in New York doing interviews on various shows for Fox in order to promote his book. Now, he made headlines earlier this week when he talked about how women can really wield their power if they put some lipstick on, His quote also was to lift, separate, and point them in the general direction of men, referring to women's breasts. You know, if women are looking for a promotion or some power in life. Well, of course, he offended some people, but that didn't stop Fox from inviting him on. So Simmons had come to Fox to do an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria to promote his book. Right after that, things really started to fall apart, okay? So Bartiromo's studio is located on the third floor at Fox News and Fox Business headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. After the interview, he went to the 14th floor for an entertainment feature where he began acting improperly. And that's where things really started to get crazy. So there was a video shared by one of the Fox hosts that kind of illustrated the beginning of him losing his mind and doing things that ended up getting him banned. Here's the very beginning. Take a look.
Gene, right over there, in addition to power, would you like to do precipitation?
Oh my gosh. Gene Simmons doing weather. Come over here.
Janice.
The lighting is
Janice.
Better here.
Yes, Janice, yes. Gene is now the weather machine.
We are maximizing Gene Simmons' potential with the weather maps. Let's take a look at it. Show me. Give me some temperatures.
Well, if you're in Provo, of course, why aren't you? It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit as opposed to Celsius. Now, Albuquerque, which is difficult to spell, but I know that because I used to be a sixth grade teacher, is now at 43 degrees.
Okay, so there he's already kind of starting to get a little
pinched. What a ham.
Right, what a
ham. This guy is a ham. He doesn't need to have his face painted to be entertaining. He really gets it going. I love when someone on an interview just like gets up out of their chair.
Yeah.
And then, oh, what's going to happen next? Obviously, the weather
kind
in this case.
Couldn't happen in the old days with the wired microphone.
No,
you'd catch you.
You'd kind of fall back in your chair.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy, though, on the set.
Well, this is where things started to get crazy because
so far it's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that, but that was kind of like the beginning.
Not that hard to spell Albuquerque, by the way. When in doubt, it's a U.
Oh, okay.
A-U.
Then all of a sudden, he goes into a staff meeting, barges in, interrupts it, and starts antagonizing the women in the room. He was quoted as saying, "Hey, chick, sue me." And he said that while pulling open his velvet shirt to expose his chest and stomach.
He was wearing a velvet shirt. We saw it right there.
Good point.
Then he
this checks out.
Then he started telling Michael Jackson pedophilia jokes, because those are always fun. And then bopped two employees on the head with his book, making derisive comments about their comparative intelligence according to the sound their heads made when struck.
This is an insane, this is like a lot of weird stuff is happening in the story. Good job of whoever wrote this article to use the word Lloyd. Lloyd used the word bopped.
Yeah, bopped, yeah.
Like this is a story in an era of sexual misconduct reporting and sexual harassment claims where he used the term, his term, bopped him on the head with a book.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So can I chime in with something here that I know about Gene Simmons?
So
Gene Simmons is a huge fraud. I don't mean talent-wise, he may be talented. I don't know, Kiss isn't my bag, but I get it. People like them, and God bless them for that. Everybody's got their own taste in music. He is, I believe, threatened and easily and wants to prove to people how smart he is. There's an interview, which everybody, I hope, is probably still available. He did with Terry Gross on Fresh Air on NPR, probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And I mean, his behavior was so offensive. And I don't say offensive, like I don't mind when people get offended. We don't have a right not to be offended in this country. Sometimes you're gonna be offended, right? There are serious issues which we're dealing with now, but getting offended is, I don't think, one of them. But I just mean offensive to the soul. Not like we should reprimand him, just like, who is this guy?
What did he say?
He kept correct, first of all, I didn't know we were gonna talk about it today, so he kept using big words. Probably some of them right, but some of them wrong. But in a way that was like, look at me. Like, you saw it there. I was a former sixth grade teacher. He can't let that go. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, but but I'm telling you, he isn't. He's dumb. Gene Simmons is dumb as a post and is constantly trying to show off how bright he is, how he's your intellectual equivalent, whereas nobody cares. We're not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't go around into rooms wondering, none of us do, thinking, oh boy, I hope people in here are my intellectual equivalent.
Yeah.
It's not something we concern ourselves with at all.
Yeah.
But he wants to prove something. He's has no sense of humor. None. His whole sense of humor is, outrageous, you didn't think I would do this, but I did, put my hand right there. So I just kept thinking, wow, total fraud. Everything about this guy is fraud. My dad, God bless him, God rest his soul, used to have a great expression. He would just like analyze a story. any story that involved a Jewish person or Israel or anything, he'd read the story and then he'd go, good for the Jews or bad for the Jews.
Right.
And as it says here in this story, Chaim Witz is his name, and he immigrated to the U.S. in 1957. Gene Simmons, bad for the Jews.
Yep.
Wow. Well, one person quoted at Fox told the Daily Beast the following, it was pretty severe.
Yeah, he had,
like, it's got to be bad if he's permanently banned from Fox. So I don't know what's going on in his head. He just doesn't seem like a great guy to be around.
Listen to that interview sometime. If you don't appreciate Terry Gross, and I have a significant admiration for her, this is it's the thing I like to be good at is doing these interviews, and she's very good at it. And she was she did turn. She didn't like stay fully composed. She did it perfectly. Yeah. Like at some point, she was like, "What's wrong with you? Why are you talking to me this way?" Oh, by the way, I'm leaving out. He was also unbelievably sexist, like out of control sexist. So right. I hope it's up somewhere. It's worth listening to.
I will definitely check it out.
Just in terms of Terry Gross's absolute professionalism and competence and his sort of outrageous simpleton behavior.
This story does, the fact that he's banned from Fox, it's kind of a sign of the times. Because if this happened 2 years ago, they would have just offered him the APM slot.
Right, totally. Probably. That's right, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, some new stories for you guys, including pretty terrible shooting that occurred in California, a shooting that could have easily been prevented. And then later on, a bipartisan effort at gun control. A little bit of good news. Will it ever pass Senate, or Congress, I should say? I'll let you know the details of that and more. Come right back. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to TYT. A few TYT lives for you. Woke Poppy is just keeping it 100. His tweet is clear. And I absolutely agree with it. He says, I'm sure grab them by the pussy is worse than fuck Trump. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I wonder whether Officer Nels would have been going after that kind of bumper sticker as aggressively. Right. Right.
Well, I'm sure Nels voted for someone who would have that kind of bumper sticker. Rafer Madness says, it makes me sad that Gene Simmons is going to be president in 2020.
That's a great one.
That's funny. That's a good one. That's worth a T-shirt.
Yeah. I don't have the power to give you T-shirts.
We gave one in the first
hour. Oh, really? You got a T-shirt, Rafer Madness.
Wow.
Although we have to say, we're not sure we're able to do that.
Yeah, you might not.
You might not get a T-shirt. You should. And so now there's
just know that if you don't get a T-shirt, someone not on this panel actively stopped you from getting one.
There's so that we said it last time. I felt I went with 71%. There's a 68% chance you're going to get a T-shirt.
Okay, yeah, fair. Right, I think the odds are in your favor, so right, you should be happy.
Sure, yeah.
All right, cool. And then did you want to say anything else about that interview before we moved on to the next story?
Mm.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, though.
All right. Police are now answering questions regarding a shooting that took place in Northern California that unfortunately led to the death of 5 individuals and several others who were wounded. Now, the man who shot and killed 5 individuals actually had a court order against him. There was a restraining order against him, and the court order indicated that he was prohibited from having guns. However, even though neighbors had alerted authorities on several occasions to let the cops know that this guy was discharging his weapon outside of his home and that he shouldn't have the weapons, nothing was done to stop him. So this happened in a rural part of California, and he shot and killed 5 people and wounded at least 8 others at different locations around this rural community of Rancho Tehama Reserve. Police later shot and killed him. His name is Kevin Neal. We do have a mugshot of his. And the reason why he has a mugshot is because back in January, he actually went after one of his neighbors and stabbed her. And that was the reason why she was able to obtain a restraining order against him. Police conceded, though, that neighbors had repeatedly complained about Kevin Neal firing hundreds of rounds from his house, among other erratic and violent behavior. This is what the cop said during the press conference. He was not law enforcement friendly. He would not come to the door. You have to understand, we can't anticipate what people are going to do. We don't have a crystal ball. However, considering the fact that there was this court order against him, indicating that he was prohibited from having these guns, if neighbors had alerted authorities about him shooting and all that stuff, The cops had the ability to just enter his home. They didn't even need to get a warrant, right? They could search his home and make sure that things were safe, but they didn't
need a warrant,
do that.
But they would have no problem getting a warrant.
I mean, no, a lawyer looking into this said no, based on the court order, if there was a probable cause, the cops could go in and search
probable
the cause,
right. But yeah. Also, but I mean, if they went to a judge and said this guy's been shooting off guns in his house and he's
right.
a neighbor,
right.
any prosecution friendly judge. Any reasonable judge would probably say that is probable cause for a warrant and get him a warrant.
They have two options when they say you have to understand, like, he was not law enforcement friendly. You have to understand we can't anticipate what people are going to do. You don't have a crystal. We don't have a crystal ball. They have two options. One is to find a way through the legal system to enforce the law. And two is just get a crystal ball. Just find a way. So as maybe a plan B backup.
Right, go to the crystal ball.
Figure a way to get a crystal ball. Have that in the works. But in the meantime, go get a warrant.
Right. And look, again, like, based on this specific case and this specific court order prohibiting him from having guns, they didn't even need to go the extra step of getting a warrant. If they had any probable cause, any suspicion that he had weapons, they could search his home. But they went, they knocked. Apparently, this guy wouldn't answer the door. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess this is it. I guess there's nothing else we can do. When in reality, there was much more they could have done. So let me give you more details about the shooting that took place. He had a history of domestic violence against his wife. And one of the victims of this shooting was his wife. Police found the bullet-riddled body of Neil's wife stuffed under the floorboards of their home. Neil also shot two of his neighbors in an apparent act of revenge before he went looking for random victims.
Do we
know
whether it's the neighbor?
Yes. One of the neighbors, the neighbor that he stabbed back in January was one of the victims.
So he went back and killed that person.
Yeah. So he also went for random victims at different locations that included the community's elementary school. Luckily, no children were killed, but there were a number of children who were wounded. He went to a local school and tried to shoot at the kids. But there was an educator there who was incredibly brave and heroic and managed to get all the kids inside a classroom before Neil could get close enough to really cause some damage. Now, he kept trying to get into the room, but failed to do so. So he started shooting into the room, and one of the students did get hit with a bullet, or a couple bullets. But he is in the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery.
Yeah, they said it was a school custodian.
Custodian, yeah.
Just got it. I mean, a lot of this is just, there are rules in place to keep this guy from having a gun. So there are lots of questions in the gun debate. One of them seems to be settled. This guy should not have had access to it legally. There is a law on the books preventing him from doing this. This is a question of whether we are fulfilling the promises we've made.
Yeah.
So he apparently found a couple of guns that they recovered from the scene. They recovered two homemade assault rifles and two handguns that had been registered to somebody else. Because he had given up his guns, apparently, back in February, right?
But he's shooting them off. Right. Now, all the things this could have been avoided.
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, oftentimes people say, well, we have some gun control measures and why don't they work? Well, part of the problem is, you know, the enforcement of these measures is lacking. And there are lawmakers right now in Congress that are trying to solve that issue. So if there is any form of background check, sometimes there's a lack of communication or miscommunication between different states, or you know, some of the information isn't updated into someone's record. All sorts of things kind of fall through the cracks, allowing someone who shouldn't legally obtain a gun to go off to a gun store and buy it, you know? And so again, there are some efforts to stop that from happening. But I mean, we have to strengthen whatever, you know, flimsy laws we have in the first place. And we also need to have a conversation about, you know, gun safety as well, because there's never any discussion about that. I know you guys did a story in hour one about a man who accidentally discharged his gun at a church and shot his wife.
We didn't do actually.
Oh, you guys didn't get to it.
Yeah, we didn't get to it.
So there was a story prepared, but unfortunately, you guys didn't get to it. But yeah, a guy, is in a church. He's showing off his gun to churchgoers, thinks that he took all the bullets out, and then he accidentally discharges the gun and shoots his wife. Luckily, you know, no one got killed. But we need to have a real conversation about gun safety in addition to what
we can
do.
Who shows their gun off at a church?
That's America, that guy, man. That's just the country we live in. And I feel like it's a type of culture that maybe we don't understand. But for some people, it's like the most normal thing in the world.
Just think for a second. Every time I followed the story of that California shooting for the last day since we found out that his wife was under the floorboards.
Yeah.
Like, who'd gotten a restraining order against him. Just think about the horror that this woman went through, right? Get a restraining order against him, protect yourself, and then there he is. You know what he's capable of. I mean, just every moment of her, the last moment of her life was as bad as it could possibly be.
Yeah. I know. All right, well, I want to follow this up with a little bit of hopeful news.
All right, good.
Okay. There is a bipartisan effort in the Senate to strengthen background checks in the United States if you are looking to purchase a firearm. Now, this is an effort, again, not just by Democrats, but by a Republican senator and a Democratic senator. And they're saying, look, we need to bolster the background check system in order to make sure that the communication is strong and to make sure that these backgrounds are as comprehensive as possible so we're not allowing the wrong person to legally obtain a gun. Now, legislation would require the head of each federal agency to certify twice a year that they have submitted the proper records to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System and would mandate that each agency develop an implementation plan for ensuring that all records are submitted if the agency fails to certify that the records it has submitted to the NICS or fails to follow its implementation plan. Political appointees in the agency will not be eligible to receive bonus pay. So there's the incentive to actually keep up with the records. And that's one of the bigger problems that people are experiencing. Some of these records are not being, first of all, included or taken. And you know, so this law, if it were to pass, would do something about that.
You know, and you're right. It's good news, right? It's bipartisan. Mm-hmm. You got John Cornyn, of all people, from Texas working here. Tim Scott from South Carolina, very conservative. Orrin Hatch, obviously, and Dean Heller, and working with some Democrats, too. But, I mean, the conversation we don't even fix the things that, these little things. And when people call for meaningful gun, and even Chris Murphy, who's so outspoken, really because he represents Newtown, and he's been terrific on it. And if it were up to him, we would probably have some meaningful changes. But the conversation about gun control takes place totally on the NRA and the rights side of the ledger. I mean, nobody's talking about restricting the manufacture of certain kinds of guns or banning the sale of certain kinds of guns or going out and ordering people within the next year to turn in those kinds of guns for some sort of,
exactly.
You know, we don't, like, all things that might be reasonable and might actually make a significant difference, and we're not talking about banning everyone, taking everybody's gun away, but again, we don't let people have, or although based on the show I just saw, some people do have bazookas, but we don't let people have tanks, right?
Right.
We don't let people
not
have
yet.
Tomahawk missile launchers. That's gun control. We have gun control. We do control the sale and ownership of some guns. We just stop it at a point before when we still allow them to have guns that can do military grade weapons that can still do tremendous damage to people.
Right.
So we don't have a conversation about just getting rid of those guns. Like within 10 years, we're not going to have these guns anymore. We're going to get them. We'll pay you for them. They're property. You have a right to some money for that. And we're going to take those guns from you. And now, because nobody... But we don't even, that conversation's not happening. We're going to get this, and then they'll pass this, right? Probably, because it's got Biden.
But they won't.
Then they'll shake hands, like, and we will have shored up something that needed shoring up. But it is a tiny, tiny, tiny little step toward getting to the kind of society where people can walk around and not substantively fear that they might be part of a mass shooting.
And I just want to quickly interject, and before you jump in, Brett, that bump stocks are still perfectly legal.
Right.
You can buy a bump stock right now, perfectly legal. Congress did absolutely nothing following the mass shooting in Las Vegas.
That went away. So
yeah.
Even like the little, I mean, you could agree, I think we can all agree, that was a little thing to change.
Yeah.
And all the analysis is, well, all right, we can agree that this one thing, you know, there's a spirit of a law saying that you can't have an automatic weapon. This has it functioning as an automatic weapon. The law's already on the book. Let's ban the thing that does it. But it is that process that happens not just on the other side's, you know, in their terms and according to their structure, but it just happens behind the scenes. And no one sees where it goes on. It also happens in the dark and in secret. And once there's a light shine on it, something else happens. We look the other way and it's gone. And the sad logic seems that like this thing has to happen more often in order for us to be able to pay attention long enough to make sure that it goes through. Another aspect of this is a law that we are passing to ensure we follow the law.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
And so if this doesn't work, then, you know, a few years later, we'll rethink it. We might pass a law to make sure that we follow the law that ensures that we enforce the original law. So I don't think we need, why do we need this aspect of it? I know we need to get together and vote, and hopefully it'll be really quick. But I get more and more, disconcerted and sad when I see over time even these little things that,
right, this is what I'm saying. This is a minor. This is close to nothing.
It's fulfilling the promises we've already made.
I wanted to have a little hopeful story.
No, it is. I'm glad.
No, but you guys are right. You guys are right. Ultimately, and you remember the good old days when we were like worried that they're probably gonna just ban bump stocks and then look at that as a win and then leave the gun control issue. Like that, I look back at that and I'm like, man, I wish that would have happened. At least they would have banned that, right?
Right.
But they couldn't even do that.
But we didn't do anything after Vegas because
we're never going to do anything. Period.
No, because Vegas did not have the emotional impact of Newtown. I mean, 20 first graders got murdered in their class, murdered and knew they were going to get murdered.
They were
terrorized first and then murdered.
They
saw their
friends
die and then they were murdered. First graders, they're six-year-olds, and we didn't. So I mean, that's worse than Vegas if we're going to rank them, and we didn't do anything.
Man, I stayed in Mandalay after the event.
Oh, you did, really?
Yeah, I went back just because I got an offer because I play too much casino slots on my phone. And they were like, come stay for free. And so I went. And they have made the change that you have to show your key card before you go up the elevator.
No, well, that feels
so. So you show them that you have a key card.
I thought they didn't already do that?
They did already do that, but then they didn't do it everywhere.
Right, it's all day.
They did announce that
really
they're
annoying that for,
it is,
but it's just so they can maybe register you as someone who's, someone can see you go in and out. So if you go in and out a lot with a lot of bags, maybe that's one thing. And then there also was a story in the news about how if it's longer than 72 hours and you had do not disturb on your door, they're just going to go in.
They're just going to go in. You got do not disturb on your door for 72 hours. They're going in. You're getting fresh towels, man. That's it.
Yep.
You are getting fresh towels.
I don't care
towels.
If they're on the floor or not.
We are giving you four new towels and some hand towels.
But it's
and the medium towel, which is an underrated but misunderstood towel.
Okay, unacceptable. Like this is the thing. Okay, so you have bad actors doing terrible things, and so instead of passing legislation that would, maybe put a stop to that, instead everyone else is going to be inconvenienced, right? Everyone
that's
else.
Security.
It's like the TS. It's the TSA
it's so
approach.
Yeah.
To the problem.
Oh my God! It's that's it. Now we're going to be. By the way, I had to go to. I went to a school district board meeting that I was just interested in. And it was in this building where as I drove through security, he stopped me and he's like, you need to open your trunk. They had to search my trunk.
Yeah, I've had that. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Anyway, we're running out of time, guys. But thank you to Ben
and
to Brett for doing the show with me. Thank you for watching this week, guys. We will be back next week with another, week of show that will probably be wonderful.
I'll be here Monday.
Yeah.
I booked that gig.
Awesome. So you guys will see us next week. Hopefully you have a great weekend and we'll see you later.